Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for February the 22nd, the year of our Lord, 2017. This is hour two at two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Kurt Crosby's with me. I want to quickly tell you, last hour we really broke down the Milo Yiannopoulos story. Video requires him to resign from Breitbart News as an editor. This controversy has lost him his job, a lucrative book deal with Simon & Schuster, and a speaking opportunity at CPAC. The downfall of the provocateur shakes the core of conservatism. That's the fake news headline from the New York Times. Jeremy Peters wrote it. Phony baloney, the nine fakest news checkers, written by Chelsea Schilling, WND.com. As you know, the mainstream press came out with a fake news list, and all the good guys are on it, basically. And what I find fascinating is, Kurt, they say just days ago, 21st Century Fox apologized for creating fake news sites, so they got caught. By the way, I've never created a fake news site in my life, just so you know. We don't judge things based on opinion or popularity. We are based on principle, on God, family, and country. And when things are right, we call them right. When things are wrong, we call them wrong. When things are good, we try to make them popular. When things are bad, we try to make them not popular. But I got an idea, Kurt. Rather than create a list of, quote, fake news sites, in other words, a black list of sites, why don't you create a white list? What about the list of approved sites? You know, I really like DrudgeReport.com. I really like Russia Today, RT.com. I really like WND.com. I really like LibertyNewsDaily.com. I like a lot of those sites. I think they do a good job. I like Focus on the Family stuff. I like Washington Watch's stuff. Family Research Council. I think that there's a few sites to trust and be kind of your go-to sites. I like The Blaze quite a bit, Kurt. I don't agree with every one of these sites that I mentioned. I'm concerned about Russia Today. The Russian government may be communist in nature. I'm not really excited about that, although I believe the Russian people to be good people. Okay. I sometimes watch some sites that we completely disagree with, so I know what the enemy or the opposite side is doing. But I believe what there are some news sites we can really keep an eye on and do well doing so. InfoWars, Alex Jones is good. Joyce Riley, the Power Mall, the Power Hour is good. There's some good news sites out there. But I kind of think it's almost better to focus on the good news sites, Kurt. Keith Allen, Joe Carey, those guys are good. A lot of the talk show hosts are good. Conservative Daily's good. Anyway, Ben Swan's news feed was good. Now it's taken down. Anyway, there you have it. I don't want to go on forever about this, Kurt, but I want to make it very clear. I really believe that it's smarter to get an opt-in whitelist news list than the other way around. Understand that you can research other sites, but when you do, you better take a lot of what they say with a grain of salt, or you'll get schnookered and or indoctrinated in communism and fascism and socialism and everything else under the sun. It's very hard to find good, principled people who believe in God, family, and country, and who believe in protecting life, liberty, and property, and who don't have political agendas except for to call it as they see it and lay out the truth to the best of their ability. Those are rare. That's a rare breed. They're hard to find. They're underfunded, but they exist, and we do a great job. Anyway, any final tidbit on that, Kurt?
You know, I was just trying to think about what to add there. One of our longtime listeners Charles chimes in and says that, you know, about the whole Milo thing. He says, Milo doesn't promote being gay. He said he'd rather not be. He makes no bones about being gay. Lesbians hate him. And then he says, so do SJWs. Do you know what SJWs are, Sam?
No, I know this.
So I asked him, and he said they're social justice warriors.
Okay, yeah, I know who those are. All right, now, but what I would say is this, though. The lesbians hate him only because he's conservative and only because he's a provocateur and things like that. Yeah. But look, Milo loves to promote his gay agenda. Okay,
that's what it seems like.
He really does,
Charles.
And I know Charles may not think so, but I would point to the James Edwards interview.
Uh huh. Good point.
With Milo as proof. Anyway, I'll find that.
Charles goes on. He says media isn't too wild about him either because he's conservative, but they can't attack him because he's gay and half Jewish. I didn't know that. Pretty sure he said this stuff a year or more ago. Let's see. He says, I think Sam's on the mark. I guess on the promoting thing, he's gay and is not apologetic. On the other hand, I've heard him encourage people to be gay. I've probably watched all of his speeches at the universities. He's good. Uses some bad words, but otherwise... And let's see, he says, does a lot of talking about cultural appropriation, rape culture, female wage gap, lesbians and feminists.
He talks about a lot of good things, and I give credit to Milo for talking about the right things, and I call it right when he's right.
Yeah, good point.
Why I want to be very clear.
And by the way, ladies and gentlemen,
I don't just downplay Milo or anything else when he does something right and good. Yeah. I promote it. Let me give you an example of the start of the interview with James Edwards.
All right, folks, you just never know who you're going to run into at the Republican National Convention here in Cleveland. And
we're too lucky.
Milo Yiannopoulos, he is a certified thought criminal today, being banned from Twitter as the assault on freedom of speech and oppression continues. Your reaction to having the guillotine fall upon your head?
Well, most people think I'm going to be upset at having my Twitter account taken away. They don't realize it's the best thing that could possibly happen. They've turned me into a superstar. They've turned me into a free speech martyr. And what have I lost? Nothing.
Martyrs do get further.
No, I'm serious.
The unafflicted.
I didn't even have to lose an arm or lose a head. I mean, it's great. I'm thinking of the famous martyrs from history. They all had to die. What did I lose? A social media account. This is wonderful. No, look, I've known this was coming for a long time. They waited until I got into a little spat with somebody because she's a black woman. You know, they know that the liberal press...
See, he wisely says they're timing this on perfect to attack him. And it's true now, too.
You're going to stick up for them.
You cannot criticize or have a difference of opinion with a minority, or you become, obviously, a white supremacist, a bigot,
a
zealot.
But, you know, no single report has mentioned the fact that I'm a fag. No single report has been like, this is like gay man against black woman. Like, who knows who the top minority is? I'll tell you, I'm oppressed. I demand to have restitution. No, I mean, it's silly, right? But no, none of the reports mention that, of course, because, that doesn't fit the narrative. You don't want to, paint me as a victim, because then things get difficult. Then the left has to start choosing between, is it going to be black women or gays? Is it going to be Muslims or gays? Is it going to be Hispanics or blacks? This is what the left has done to us. They've split us all into these little warring minority factions.
The standing on the diversity totem pole can be adjusted according to the dictates of political correctness.
It seems like white gay men are now just as privileged as you guys.
All right, let me ask you this. Would you consider yourself to be a part, either implicitly or explicitly, of what has emerged and become colloquially known as the alt-right?
No, I'm the first and I think still the only journalist to give them a fair hearing in the media. I wrote a long profile.
See, and that's where I give him credit. He's willing to give people a fair. He doesn't just say, oh, you're alt-right, you're a racist or anything. He says, look, we'll discuss their ideas. We'll give them a fair hearing. We'll talk about it.
Which you can read at Breitbart, called An Establishment Conservative's Guide to the Alt-Right, which I think is probably the fairest assessment of the general contours of that movement. Other people have just been anxious to call it racist, sexist, white supremacist. I don't think that tells even remotely the whole story. So I've given them a fair hearing. I know a couple of the people in the movement. I don't describe myself as alt-right, no.
Do you think that there is legitimacy there and that they should be giving, by the media at large, the hearing that you've given them, and that it should be a conversation had by the general public?
No, I want other journalists to continue to not do their jobs properly, because it just makes more readers for me. Why would I want Vox and BuzzFeed and Gawker and Mike to start reporting accurately? That's why I'm so popular, because they're useless at their jobs. No, I want them to continue to be dumb as ditch toward delay. I want them to continue to be stupid. I want them to continue to have their entire stated purpose in life to be calling people names rather than reporting the facts. Because the longer they do that, the better things are for me.
Why are you here for Donald Trump?
I love Donald Trump. He is clear. It's a very obvious way a gay person.
All right, now, so listen carefully to what he says. I love Donald Trump. Then he says this. So we already brought up that he's a gay, you know, fag or whatever man. And he brought that up several times. Then he says this.
Someone like Trump. He's like the drag queen you can vote for. You know, he's wonderful. He's over the top and mischievous and larger than life and ridiculous. But also, he's going to do good things for America.
Donald Trump is like the drag queen you can hope. Okay, come on. This is what I mean. He pushes that agenda. It's part of his shtick. There's no doubt about it. Quick pause. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable live.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
Well, my family is a very interesting family because we're what you would call a stable family. My family doesn't smoke or drink because my mother brought me up in a Christian home. I guess that's what kind of has kept me straight because I've always looked up to the Lord.
Every day, an estimated 3,000 teens start smoking.
My parents always taught me, you know, the difference between right and wrong. They always taught me that smoking isn't right because physically it's not good for you, and also mentally it affects you. And they always try to do the right thing because things catch up to you in life sooner or later. I think kids learn behavior patterns from their parents because they're the people that they mostly see. They're the people who we love and respect. So the people who you love the most and respect the most from is who you tend to take things from.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T. At LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
And sad to say, salacious news seems to be the order of the day, and you can't avoid it. And we only bring it up not for the salacious side of things, but to try to put a handle on the moral point of view, ladies and gentlemen. What's this guy's name? Warner Todd Huston writes this piece, Kurt?
Yeah. Or Houston, I guess you could say. I don't know for sure how they say it, but it's out of Texas. Austin, Texas is the dateline.
That's why I didn't think the guy lived in Houston and his name was Houston, but anyway.
Yeah, good point. But you remember when we were back in Washington, D.C. for the inauguration, and the day after that, there was a whole bunch of these women. Well, I probably use that term loosely. But anyway, they were... parading around with these weird-looking hats on, and people kind of ask him, well, what in the world is that, you know, that you're wearing is basically part of, well, the unspeakable part of a woman's anatomy that, you know, typically doesn't get talked about at all. And yet, you know, they've called these, in this media story, well, here's what it says in the headline. Investigation launched after Texas judge wears pussy hat in courtroom. You know, I mean, we've just come to a crazy time when, at least in Texas, you got a judge wearing one of these things into the courtroom. This is a pink knitted kind of a hat, and she started her session. She put this thing on, well, she this was the day after Donald Trump took the oath to oath of office. This judge's shocking partisanship was first noted by something called Reddit. That's a news source, I guess. Or, you know, I don't know if you want to call it fake news, but anyway, they put it on and soon caused residents to quiz Texas authorities as to whether or not the sitting judge is allowed to wear partisan political paraphernalia on the bench. A local Austin TV station, KVUE, claimed that several county officials told them that the judge didn't break any rules other than that of propriety. I kind of thought the judges were, you know, supposed to be the head part of propriety, but anyway.
Yeah, be careful now when you're talking about heads and the hat on your head and this kind of stuff.
Okay.
But
anyway,
here's the problem. We've got an immoral culture, ladies and gentlemen, and you got immoral leaders everywhere. And instead of impeaching this judge for her belligerence on the bench, they said that she was an activist judge and many other issues. Forget this, quote, pussy hat scenario for a second and say, you know what, why are we even allowing this person to be on the bench? You're supposed to be there for good behavior, and if you're not, you ought to be impeached and kicked out. They should have impeached her a long time ago. So we shouldn't even be dealing with this, Kurt. But I also submit to you, is this really news that we ought to be talking about all day long?
Well, it's a great point.
Only
Sam,
if we bring up the moral reality and the you know, when you talk about this Milo Yiannopoulos story.
Yep.
When you talk about the fake news, when you talk about this investigation of this, you know, judge or whatever, you know, we're talking about the fall of a once moral great society based on family.
Yep. Good point.
That's the point here. And so, yeah, you know, this judge ought to be impeached yesterday. Okay? Now, it's funny. They attacked Milo and shut him down completely, but yet they think this judge is fine, huh, Kurt? She didn't even do anything wrong. It was just a little bit of impropriety.
Yeah.
Other than that, no big deal, you know?
I thought with impropriety is when judges and, you know, guys, I mean, are supposed to be replaced or eliminated, you know, if they're improper.
All right. Well, Kurt's going to somehow link The Teacher's Pet to this, I think. That's the film back in 1958, right, Kurt?
Well, it was refreshing, Sam. I don't know. Have you ever heard of it? You ever heard of the show called The Teacher's Pet?
No.
It stars basically Doris Day and Clark Gable. And, you know, frankly, ladies and gentlemen, I've not been much of a Netflix supporter.
Is it black and white?
You know, yes, it is.
All right. Well, nobody wants to watch that, Kurt.
That's
on,
right.
Next.
It's basically from the year I was born, 1958.
Yeah.
And, you know, it has basically a real interesting plot, but it kind of goes along with the whole he who owns the media makes the rules story that you've always taught us about, Sam, because this Mr. Gannon in this movie is he's a big shot editor for a big paper at the time. You know, everything was, you know, pretty much paper. I don't even think, I don't know, TV just had come out, I think, and radio was just barely, you know, perking up, but the papers were the thing. And you know, he teaches you a lot of stuff about what you've tried to teach me, Sam, and that is hey, you can't really give them like a, you know, book in a thing. You got to do 250 words and get it done. And you know, it's pretty impressive. So I just thought, you might enjoy it. It's on Netflix. And anyway, I kind of thought it was fun. And,
all right.
No,
so anyway, this big ripping reporter, basically, you know, she wants him to come to the school or whatever and report. And he's just like sends her a nasty letter back. Says, "Nah, that's bogus. I'm off it." And anyway,
well,
long story
it's
short,
because he's against sitting down doing class or doing chair time. You know, he's more for
Yeah, hard hitting reporting.
Know.
Yeah.
He
doesn't want to
well,
do
and
sissy
for
stuff.
Learning the things you need to do while you're, you know, on the job. And I agree a lot of what, you know, what he says. But, you know, they come to kind of, you know, see things a little bit, you know, the other's point of view. At
well,
the end
they
of the
fall
story.
In love and then their whole view's
yeah.
all tainted. Is
it's
the real
a
man
woman thing.
Now, the other thing is that
cool
he
that way,
ends up being ordered by his boss to go. He gets there. He kind of listens in for a minute before he goes into the class, finds out that she's mocking him. Based on some reporting that he's done, so he plays
well,
a joke
he
on her.
Well, he sent a letter, the bad letter to her,
right?
And so
we
she's just
that.
Basically reading that. I mean, it's
and
pretty,
so then
it's
he
rough,
goes in and pretends
he
he's a student. He falls yeah. in love with her. Then she discovers he's a fraud, and she gets mad. And then they eventually fall in love and come back.
That's
together.
Right.
That's the story.
It's pretty cool.
All yeah. right, there you go. I'll have to mark that one down and watch it. The only problem is I can never get my family to watch it with me because it's black and white, Kurt.
So I know. You could tell them to close their eyes, maybe, huh?
And then they won't. They say, "How do you watch a movie closing your eyes, Dad? Goodbye." That doesn't work. All I can tell you, though, is this, and I'm going to point this out.
Yeah.
Teacher's pet 1958 is quite a bit different than wearing a pussy hat in the judge's chamber.
Oh, yeah.
Just
wow.
saying.
Amen.
Now, there's this chick by the name of Candace Wiggins.
Yeah.
And I think she's actually a pretty good girl, Kurt.
Well, I now? Know, and I'd never even heard of her.
Well, that's because you don't
but,
follow women's basketball like you should. What's wrong with you, you chauvinist thug? What's
you
up
know.
With you?
See,
you're starting to
anyway.
Care. You're off too busy mocking this school teacher in a 1958 black and white film where she's downtrodden.
Well,
that's
okay.
where you are.
Well, anyway,
see?
this Candace Wiggins, though, I think one of the main reasons we've never heard of her, by the way, even though she's arguably pretty good, has been a pretty good WNBA player, you know, is basically she tells some of the story behind the scenes, and she says, hey, she feels like 98% of the women in the WNBA are gay women. She said it was a conformist type of place. There was a whole different set of rules, you know, and she said there was a lot of jealousy and competition, and we're all fighting for crumbs. In other words, there's not that many people that want to watch, you know, the women play basketball. And so she's, you know, she's not upset about that, but she thinks that because of the way they try to make women into men, people don't really like it that much.
Yeah, and they try to make these women not only act like men, but behave like men and think and treat each other like men, etc. And she said that she's a girl's girl, and
yeah,
she's straight.
And the NBA, and, by the way, supports the WNBA.
Yeah, we'll
so
talk about
kind of
this.
Promoting that.
We'll talk
thing.
About this a little bit more. It's kind yeah. of interesting. They mm-hmm. subsidize it with your tickets, folks. We'll get into that. But all I'm telling you is, and she's a woman, and she says, "I enjoy being a woman, and I'm proud of being a woman, and they don't like me because of it."
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Donald Trump presides over a federal government that is unified under Republican control, but the conservative movement itself is showing evidence of a growing schism. Trump's populist appeal has provoked the predictable opposition from globalist-minded neoconservatives, who are visibly frantic over the prospect of being evicted from power. His style of governance and the antics of many of his followers within the alternative or alt-right has also prompted pushback from other elements of the conservative movement as well. Those schisms were made visible this week in anticipation of the annual Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington. Once upon a time, speakers like Ronald Reagan and Jim Buckley gave important speeches at CPAC, declared David Boaz of the Libertarian Cato Institute. This weekend, CPAC and the American Conservative Union announced that Steve Bannon and Milo will take the podium that once hosted Reagan. Robbie Suave of Reason magazine, who has documented the antics of the campus-based radical left, perceives a kinship between the PC left and at least some elements of the alt-right. The modern conservative coalition isn't a set of beliefs, it's a cult of personality around Donald Trump and Trump-esque figures, Suave opines. It doesn't matter whether they hold conservative views. It doesn't even matter if they're Republicans. To be a right-wing hero in today's right-wing bubble, all you have to do is bash the left and say, "Make America great again." Rod Dreher of the American Conservative grimly tells fellow religious and social conservatives that there is no room for us in movement conservatism, at least not if our principles and self-respect matter to us. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
If you're a conservative, or you're true to your beliefs, or you're a family person, you believe in one man, one woman marriages, you believe in pro-life as opposed to pro-death, the list goes on and on. You're out, you're abused, you're maligned. If anything, anytime you stand with the Savior Jesus Christ on any principle, you're attacked. You're in good company with the Savior Jesus Christ, though. Nevertheless, I bring this up because a lot of the women in the NBA you know about, but the NBA is not that popular. Nevertheless,
You mean the WNBA, right?
WNBA is not that popular, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
But Candace Wiggins is a real woman. She's been in the WNBA for a long time.
Yeah.
And she says there's a harmful culture of bullying and jealousy there. And they don't like her because most of the WNBA is gay. And that she's a real woman, and she celebrates her womanhood, and they don't like her. And so she's been basically maligned and abused ever since. And she's retired now, so she's speaking out, Kurt.
Yeah, and we wouldn't have known about the homosexuality part, the lesbianism or whatever, and unless, for example, I think it was the Drudge Report where I, you know, found this. But, you know, their main headline on it was WNBA's harmful culture of bullying and jealousy. So all you get from the headline is that, oh, it's bullying and jealousy. And yet Drudge read deeper into the story and found out, hey, there's a whole bunch of this lesbianism, or somebody did, and pointed us there. And, you know, it makes the point, at least one of the points, in my opinion, if you've got 98% of the women in the WNBA that are homosexuals or lesbians, no wonder people don't really care to support that, Sam, at least in my opinion. That'd be one main reason.
Amen. Now, it turns out the NBA is the big funder of this. Otherwise, it'd go broke in a second, Kurt. So all your tickets to support the NBA is really backing the WNBA and promoting all this, you know, jealousy and problems. But the mainstream press doesn't cover that, Kurt, but they subsidize it big time.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They give you the numbers on, you know, how many people show up for the games, et cetera. She says, here's what she says. Of the league as a whole, nobody cares about the WNBA. Viewership is minimal. Ticket sales are very low. They give away tickets and people don't come to the game. Now, Sam, have you got any suggestions on what they could do you know, to improve the viewership and stuff? You want to?
Well, the first thing I would say is this: I'm not even sure why we have to have a WNBA anyway. And let me explain what I mean by that. Now, somebody would say, Sam, you're just against women. You just think they belong barefoot and in the bedroom or in the kitchen or whatever. Now, that's all bogus, folks. Look, I believe it should be a free market thing. I believe it should be based on supply and demand. And if there's plenty of demand for women basketball players, then there'll be supply, folks. However, if there's not enough demand and it can't stand on its own, then maybe it's not a good business venture. Now, if some entrepreneurs who have plenty of money want to fund that on their own, by all means, have a good time with your own money. In the private sector, you can do that. My problem with it all is that on one hand, the NBA subsidizes it. Most people don't know that's happening. But then we give all kinds of tax breaks across the country to fund all these gymnasiums and arenas and everything else for these games to happen for not only the NBA, but the WNBA as well. In other words, I'm funding it, ladies and gentlemen. That's my problem. And so my response is, hey, let it sink or swim in the free market of ideas without subsidizing. If private folks want to subsidize it and be transparent about that and they feel like that's what they want to do with their money, I subsidize Liberty News Radio. That's why it's on the air, because I pay for it. Now, I thank a couple of sponsors that help me from time to time, but the bottom line is it comes out of Sam Bushman's pocket. And that's why it's on the air. Now, I'm not bragging about that I fund it. I'm just telling you I want to be transparent about that. So I'm not against it existing, but I am against the backroom way that it's done. The cover up of all these women's lifestyles, acting like they're the women role models of society, backed by the NBA, the tickets that many, 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 many families fund and pay for, the backing and funding and subsidizing of it based on subsidies from the taxpayers. I got a problem with all that, folks, because again, I base everything on principle. If you want it in the free market of ideas, and if people want to fund it, let them. But don't drag me into it, and don't put your pussy hat wearing judge at the helm of it. Fire her. Get rid of her. Okay? The sooner you do that, the better. All right.
Well, that's a great point. And then one of the main points I wanted to bring up at the end of the story, Sam, is, by the way, you know, I think you've hit it on the head on so many issues there, parts of the story that typically the story won't even mention. But the other thing I'd throw in is if the WNBA and any women's basketball wants to get some good support, hey, try holding those games not on Sundays. Imagine that. But anyway, and let the women really be women. Let them promote good things that good women would promote, and then you'll get a lot of good support, I think. But anyway, right at the end of the rather lengthy story, she says Wiggins has her sights set on a new athletic career, pro beach volleyball. She's working out with her former club coach who prepared her for volleyball, and she's been mentored by current women beach players. Now get this part. She aspires to play on the Pro Beach Volleyball Tour and possibly the Olympics. She touts the sport's camaraderie and its celebration of women and the female body as feminine, but strong and athletic. She said, I don't know what I can accomplish in volleyball, but this is fun for me, Wiggins said. Volleyball has always been an outlet, and it's something I can pursue on my own terms. It's really the culture I'm signing up for. This is really who I am.
You want to know what my headline reads?
Yeah.
When Wiggins speaks out, mainstream press wigs.
Good point.
Just saying.
They're going to like head off the other direction.
I know, by the way, they're planning to, here's what happens. The conservatives don't know how to articulate their argument.
Yeah.
They don't know how to stand up in the news. We can't even get any money to fund conservative news. Hardly at all. Okay? Even minimal amounts of money we can't raise. We've even suggested that we need to impeach judges for wrongfully putting people in jail. There's been all kinds of judges that have done wrong things, and the Republicans just wimp out and do nothing. But the liberals are on a bender now. And they know how to write their headline, Kurt. Read this headline about impeachment of travel ban judges.
Well, you've got this Americans
Daily,
rally.
WND.
Yeah, Americans rally for impeachment of travel ban judges.
Now,
Chelsea Schilling again.
Let me stop you there. I think Chelsea's a great person. I think WND does a great job. But when you say Americans rally for impeachment of travel ban judges, it's a little bit wrong. For the first time, the conservatives are saying these judges that are not respecting the Oval Office and they're activist judges, they need to be impeached. Now, I support the effort. My point is, when they say Americans, though, it's not really accurate because there's a ton of people that are deceived by fake news into supporting these judges, Kurt.
Well, it's exactly right. Good point, Sam.
And so I bring it up because for the first time, we're starting to get some real traction with our goals, except for it's muddied down or watered down, muddied a little bit by saying Americans rally for. Because then you go watch the mainstream press and they're all in defense of the judges and they say impeachment's an absurd, belligerent, extremist idea. And the inside Republicans are saying, oh, that's not even an option that makes any sense. And then when you watch all that, you get confused, Kurt. So the headline really ought to read, God-fearing conservatives stand for the constitutional provision to impeach activist, belligerent, law-blurring judges from the bench. In other words, we need to word it all different to articulate what's really happening here, Kurt. I don't think, even though I like Chelsea Schilling and I like WND, I don't think they did a good enough job on this headline.
Well, that's a great point, Sam. And, you know, she points out that, hey, these judges, that they ought to be impeached simply because they're not keeping their oaths of office.
And she's right as rain on that.
Yeah, 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 that's right. And so they've got 51 rallies planned. I noticed there wasn't one in our area,
You're
Sam.
You're supposed to plan it, Kurt.
Yeah, I know. I got
to
work
brother.
On that. But anyway, bottom line is they're talking about the I word, impeachment. And
they ought to be.
That's part of the whole system, right?
So I'm not downing the story. I'm not downing her point. She's right as rain. I'm just downing we got to get a more appropriate headline than that.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, so while you and I can't get a peace officer caucus happening on Capitol Hill, we just can't get that done. Everybody talks. Nobody can get it done. Just like we can't raise any money to buy media and grow what we're doing hardly. Well, there are folks that get together for causes. And a bipartisan House lawmakers group now put together a new caucus, Kurt. It's called the Cannabis Caucus, dude.
Oh, boy.
Yeah? So you got a cannabis caucus on Capitol Hill now going on.
Now, that's right? Not the guys that eat people. That's cannibals, right?
That's right. This is cannabis.
Yeah,
like
so this
pot.
Is... Yeah, okay. That's what I
mean. Now to just say everybody gets high caucus on Capitol Hill. You know?
Yeah, the Rocky
But see, they got plenty
caucus.
Of money to get that going, dude. Millions and billions of dollars will flow into that sucker. Pretty soon it'll be one of the most influential caucuses on Capitol Hill. Of course, you and I can't really get it done at all. Now, everybody speaks
for
more rights.
They'll sell a lot of pizza, too, huh?
And I support more rights. However, there's a twist. We'll tell you about it in seconds.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so the mainstream press loves to promote those who are, kind of have a problem. Okay, they love that. And that's why they promote Milo Yiannopoulos, because they act like he's a conservative, but he's easy to take down. He has conflicting views. Okay, and that's kind of the problem. But you know what? You got, what's that guy's name, Kurt? This guy that, human, whatever.
Yeah, Abedin's Huma and her husband. Anthony Weiner.
All right, Anthony Weiner, they promoted him big time. Then they promoted the underage girl that was involved with him sexually, Sydney Leathers. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. They love that. Yeah. They love to promote that. But they don't promote good people. They don't promote this women's NBA player that believes in being a woman. In fact, you've never heard of her. And now that she's come out against them, they're going to absolutely, if she keeps it up, attack her. Right? They will.
I think so.
That's how they roll. Now, there's that other girl we interviewed. I'm trying to think of her name right now.
The one that had been a model or whatever. Yeah. And I don't remember, but, she was promoting, the whole husband, wife thing and, family and all that stuff. And, now they, basically don't talk about her at all. But before, she had a pretty checkered past, right? The way I remember.
Yeah, it's Kylie Bassetti. Anyway, they loved her when she was willing to start to take off her clothes and, kind of stuff. She says, wait a minute, I'm not doing that. It demeans women. It's wrong. We need all the women to stand up against this wrong. I'm out of it. I'm a Christian wife now. I've changed. I've repented. I've kind of come to a greater understanding. Now she's not their friend. That's why they'll promote Milo Yiannopoulos and they won't promote Kurt Crosby, for instance. All right?
Okay.
But anyway, now they got the Cannabis Caucus on Capitol Hill, and I'm sure that the pizza delivery is near. Good point, Kurt. Anyway, I bring that all up because there's a headline that I got literally over a year ago, Kurt, and I've saved it till now because it fits so perfectly in with our discussions today. Headline says this: Call for More Rights Deserves Support. The article's written by Stuart Reed. And the article basically says this: The maxim that no good deed goes unpunished has never been more true than exhibited in the attacks against Elder Dallin H. Oaks. He's one of the apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, LDS, or the Mormons. And they say leaders held a series of events to promulgate guiding principles in an effort to mediate the intensely emotional clash between, quote, religious and sexual rights. For his efforts, he's been castigated locally and nationally, both in traditional and, quote, social media. Elder Oaks has been accused of promoting religious freedom over non-discrimination protections. Claims made against him and the other church leaders that the guiding principles being promoted are camouflaged strategy to legalize discrimination. Many have publicly criticized Dallin H. Oaks for not apologizing for social expectations that gays and lesbians can overcome their homosexuality by marrying heterosexually. He has been called a bigot and much worse. Wow. Neither Elder Oaks nor any other church leader needs me to come to their defense, the writer says. But it would be wrong if I did not speak up as a witness on behalf of Elder Oaks and the other apostles who are being accused of duplicative motives when I know better. I know firsthand that they earnestly want to find the best way, the right way to provide non-discrimination for gays and lesbians while at the same time securing certain rights for religious viewpoints and adherence thereto. And this guy talks about while he served in the Utah Senate, he helped craft legislation to try to work on this intent. Anyway, long story short, this brings up, Kurt, when I have mentioned many times in my speeches and across the country, the issue is honesty. And I just want to tell you right now how proud I am of Stuart Reed. Because Stuart basically articulates the reality that your silence oftentimes is wrong. And it's an important thing to understand. Okay? He says that he knows that he's got to stand up for them. He says, I know better. I know firsthand they're not guilty of what's being alleged against them. Now, he says, I tried to put a bill in the Senate, and Elder Oaks asked me to not advance that bill. He says, because if I introduced my bill, it would destroy efforts to build common ground for each party to defend rights without trampling on the rights of others. Solely because of his guidance, I held my legislation and did not introduce it. Anyway, then Elder Oaks has been giving speeches on the proper balance between religious and sexual rights. And he went on and on. But anyway, it's an incredible article where a journalist literally comes out and says, look, these are false allegations, bearing false witness against somebody that I know to be false, and I cannot remain silent. If I do, I'm guilty. And I'm going to stand up, and I'm going to tell the truth on this. You know what? The sad irony is these people are being wrongfully attacked. He says, in my view, rather than Elder Oaks and others being besmirched, should be applauded and honored for their extraordinary efforts to create common ground, a consensus, and harmony among the various interests fighting over rights. All I can tell you is what an incredible article. And I've held on to that for just such a time as this, to where it's time for good, honest Americans to stand up, to stand together, to fund conservative viewpoints, reject fake news, stand on moral principles, stand on free speech rights, stand on principle, not politics, reject the left-right paradigm, work together for solutions, and focus on positive news. I call on folks to help us. I call on folks to fund us. And all I'm telling you is I'm really proud of Stuart Reed, Kurt. I may not even agree with Stuart on a lot of things. I'm just telling you, in this example, he shows incredible honor, incredible humility. And I think we need more of it, Kurt, and I commend him. Rock and roll, Stuart.
Yep, good work. It's nice to see, you know.
But isn't it so rare, Kurt?
Good point.
Sadly, so rare.
Or at least... what's fed to us is about, you know, those things are so rare, simply because he who owns the media makes the rules, and what If it leads, it bleeds.
And speaking of Kylie Bassetti, the wonderful woman that came out of her horrible lifestyle and decided to be a Christian wife and a woman and a mother and realize what's important in life, and the mainstream press ought to give her real promotion, in my humble opinion. However, they don't, but we do. And Kurt looked up her webpage. There's an update that I find incredible. Kurt?
Well, that's right, Sam. Here this lady who, they covered her, well, or maybe... Well, I don't know.
They covered her,
uncovered her. Right. Yeah, when she was the Victoria's Secret winning model and all that stuff. But now, she's basically, trying to start something that will, promote fashion that is inspired by goodness and faith. It says you will be able to browse through hundreds of categories for your entire family. In addition, we will also be posting about clothing and everything in between. You'll love what you read. We have the best team of content management on the planet. If you have any requests or on topics, please let us know. We would love to hear from everyone. Yeah, KylieBassetti.com. KylieBassutti. It's pretty tough on that spelling, I think.
Now, I want to bring something else up, though. This just proves, though, that when we talk, and I mentioned this in the first hour about Milo Yiannopoulos, we do believe people can repent. We do believe people can change. And we do believe in second chances. All right?
That's
and by
right.
the way, second chances had a plural, so it's not just second. But the point is, we're willing to let people change. We're willing to embrace change for people. And I hope that Kylie Bassetti remains a changed girl, standing up for true womanhood and true feminine traits, and a true defense that these male and female roles are ordained of God. And they're complementary, not adversarial. And we need to call a spade a spade. We absolutely hope you'll help us in every way possible, including financial, folks. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, TheFreedomCoalition.com. Incredible websites, doing a great job. There's so many people helping us. We're grateful for them. We don't mean to act like we're doing it all ourselves, folks, because we're not. We're just telling you that our ranks are much too small. Our funding is much too little. If we want to take this viral and take on the mainstream press like never before, we got to have increased funding and increased dedication by all hands on deck. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Without you, we wouldn't be here. We appreciate you. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. Will you help? Thank